Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And welcome to the show. If you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, that excitingly is now a number one international bestseller. And Love's Curriculum has also become my heart's movement, or a movement dear to my heart that's about creating love and higher consciousness in the world. And it is truly an answer of my own soul assignment and my own call to service, which is what we are talking about today, this call to serve love, to serve light, to serve God, to serve your soul. And so I will share a bit from my heart about this topic, read from Love's Curriculum. I'm really excited. I was looking at the chapter. We're going to read from chapter 8 called Knowing You Are Love. And then near the end or the last half of the show, I'll be taking callers. And then you can call in and ask the High Council a question or for a mini message. If you're brand new to the show, the High Council is the spiritual group for whom I scribed Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, which you can get on Amazon and other online retailers. And the High Council includes Jesus and the Archangels, other light teachers, and they are very clear that although they appear outside of us, they truly live within us. They represent the higher consciousness, the higher mind that we are all a part of. And they're here to guide us, to help us answer these calls to serve where your soul and your heart are calling you. So before we get into more of the show, I'm going to do what I like to always do, and that's to do a little prayer of surrender, of intention, and to ask that the Holy Spirit, that God in action, that the highest thought and the highest good speak through me today in helping me choose my words and where to focus. And I surrender this show to love, to God, to the highest good of all. And so it is. So I was really called, speaking of callings, to talk about service today and really touched how this idea of feeling a call to serve and to be love really brings me to my knees in a way, to opens my heart with tears, with a complete feeling of completeness and belonging when I'm serving, when I'm surrendering to be of service. Perhaps you can relate. Some of this topic got sparked for me. I was listening to Deepak and Chopra's and Oprah's 21-day meditation series recently. I highly recommend them as a good way to spend 21 days tuning in and a regular practice of meditation and joining with their energy of service, their energy of inspiration. And Oprah was talking about the prayer that she would use. And I don't have the exact words, but it basically was around, how might I serve? And use me, God, for your purposes. Use my life, use my work. And it just, in that moment, I again was filled with this beautiful expansion in my heart and tears to be in service. How to be in service to God, to higher purpose, just resonates at my core. that call. I call that our call to serve. Our souls want to serve. They want to join and be love. And although I didn't have the exact words of her prayer, it reminded me of the beautiful prayer, the peace prayer of Saint Francis. So I want to read it just to bring us a bit into this energy, this desire to serve, this call to be in service, to give our life to a higher power. And it goes like this. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Just breathing in those words, noticing this calling to serve God, to serve love, to serve light, to serve Creator, whatever word resonates for you, to serve Goddess, the divine feminine. For me, I started to get curious, what is this? Why does it resonate so deeply? These beautiful tears that it brings for me, that it's truly the answer for my soul, that to answer this call to serve is ultimately what my soul desires. It's what helps me feel at home. It's when I feel complete. And so I was getting curious, what is that about? And what is this resonating so deeply in my soul, and I suspect in your soul? And it truly is, because it is why we are here, to be an expression of love, to serve God, which is really us. Because I realize when I think of this, use me, God, for your purposes, let me serve, I don't ever feel like I'm asking to serve something outside of me. It's within me. It's something that I'm a part of. It's this greater good and love that I am a part of. So when I'm asking to be of service, when I'm answering that call, this natural part in me is getting to join with that larger part that it is naturally a part of. So it feels so authentic. It feels so true. For me, I had this image. It's like if each of us has a little heart flame, a little flame in our hearts, and when it's calling us to serve, and when we answer that call, it's like our heart gets to join with the greater flame, this flame of a higher power, of all of us connected, and it feels like it's doing just what it's meant to be a part of this greater flame, to get to shine its own light and to join with others and be a part of this. So it makes so much sense that it calls to us, that it's a longing to connect with that service, because it's a true expression of who we are and why we are here. And lately, I've also been seeing in my inbox and from other thought leaders and inspirational leaders, this idea that when we find and live our soul's purpose, we feel joy. Or sometimes it said, follow your joy, because then you'll be finding your soul's purpose. And that has been so much my experience, that when we are serving, when our heart light gets to join in the way it's meant to join with other heart lights and to join with God, it's joyful, it's fulfilling. There's contentment, there's peace, there's bliss, there's passion, there's rewarding feeling of receiving, of both giving and receiving, like in St. Francis's prayer, as we give, we receive. And I do feel so grateful that for this opportunity to share my own heart's calling to serve in this way with the radio show, with my Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group, and by helping people in my mentoring program, which is all aimed at helping others find and know and show up and answer this call and really get on with this business of living your purpose. And it's not a final destination. It's not that we find our purpose and it's all done, but the more and more we reveal it, because it's always there, the more and more we answer this call, it just more fully becomes what we're living more of the time, what we're aware of more of the time. And I know I've also been feeling really inspired lately by all those leaders who've led the way, by their courage and their bravery and their commitment to this calling to serve love, to serve God, to serve a higher understanding. I know recently I posted a quote from Harriet Tubman, who was a slave who escaped and then helped others. And more than that, she served in the Civil War. She became a women's rights advocate as well. And her quote, I don't have it right in front of me. I didn't get that ready. But it was all around knowing that your dream is important, knowing that you are called to be the change, knowing that you do have the courage and the passion and the commitment within you to answer that. I also was watching Hidden Figures with my family last night. If you haven't seen that, I recommend it. It's the true story of the Black women who helped with NASA, especially three women, and their own journey to stand for what was right, to break down some of the barriers that were up for African Americans and for women. And also for the, for a better word, the white people in their lives who decided to join with them and to also make change. And we can think of Martin Luther King Jr., Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa, Jesus, Gandhi. Wow. Whenever I get in touch with my own calling and what I'm being asked to do and to serve and to share, I am so inspired because I know the commitment, the hurdles that must have seemed to be in front of them, but their calling to serve and to show up and to serve God despite the blocks, despite the fears. It's truly inspiring. So think about now, who is it that you hold in high esteem? Who inspires you, living or present, large or small? Maybe somebody famous and well-known, or somebody closer to home, a family member, a friend, a teacher. Who inspires you? And know that you, that we are the change makers now. We are the ones being called to step past and through any blocks, to show up, to invite the world into a higher way, a higher vibration, to invite the world into love, not fear. We're being called to be brave and to trust and to surrender. And the book Love's Curriculum is a guide for that journey. It is a guide for why we are here. It talks a lot about our soul's purpose and our purpose as lightworkers to join our hearts to be Christ consciousness. And so when we get back here from a short commercial break, I'm going to read from chapter 8, and it's called Knowing You Are Love, and it is in the voice of Jesus. And in that is the Heart of Jesus meditation, which we're also going to do today. We've done it before in the show. And it's a really foundational meditation from the book. And today I'm actually going to read the entire chapter 8. I've read parts of it before, posted parts on Facebook, but it felt really important to just sit and read the whole thing. So we'll be right back from a short commercial break, and then I'll read from Love's Curriculum.
Your spiritual awakening awaits you in Jenny Hogue Ashwell's number one international best-selling book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. In this inspiring book, Jenny surrendered to her soul's assignment of being a divine scribe for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the archangels, and other light teachers. Their messages have a clear goal: to awaken humankind to the love that connects all. Get your copy of the ultimate spiritual read, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, on Amazon today, and let Love's Curriculum help open the doors in your mind, the windows in your heart and soul. Let it help awaken in you the memory of love. It is time. Get your copy of Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, on Amazon today.
Hello, welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogue Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring the call to serve, this calling in our heart and soul to serve God, to be love, to share our soul's calling. And I am now going to read from Chapter 8 of Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, which is the book this show is based on. And this is in the voice of Jesus, again, knowing you are love. And I'm going to read this chapter in its entirety. This is the first time I've done that, read a whole chapter. It's not that long, and it feels very important to read it. And inside is also the meditation, the Heart of Jesus meditation. So we'll be doing that as well as I read. So maybe sit back, relax, close your eyes if you're able to, and just let these words connect with that call in your own heart to serve and to be love and to answer that call. The great universal truth of all man-made religions is love, and that you are love, that every spark of divine life is love and light and life. All the religions have at their foundation this key message. It is the message I came to remind the world of, and there have been many others. They are love's messengers to the sleepy children of God, to the waking up of the lion, like little tickles to his feet. I share this message with all the great teachers and masters from all the great religions and traditions and teachings of the world, the seeming world of form on earth. And it applies beyond the earth as well, in other worlds, dimensions, realms, and planets. So at the core of any philosophy, love must be, or it is of the ego and will not last. Only love is real, as I said in A Course in Miracles. The only true messages must come from one's connection with the divine, from one's remembering of the connection that is actually always there. We can only lose our attention on it. Ask and you shall receive it. Let the ego and illusion be gently pushed aside like a mist. With a loving heart, brush it aside and know that you are love. You are even more than love. You are one and God, which expresses as love. Love is the beautiful expression of the divine here in form. It is what the Son of God is meant to express here in form, bringing heaven to earth. And yet love is still an extension of God. God is even more than love. God is one, a concept hard to understand from the mind in form. For now, it is the job of all light beings, light workers on the planet, of all beings on the planet eventually, to express divine love here. As each light source, each person begins to shine and spread love out from their heart centers, the world will be enveloped in a pinkish-white light of love. And it will filter out to the others who are not living there yet and to the structures of the world. Business, enterprise, schools, store owners, economy, all the formed systems of government and functioning and economy. It starts with each lightworker. You, each lightworker, were placed and assigned to this time in order to ignite your heart light and center and begin shining that in the world. And then, like a web of light pink light, it connects among all of you and then covers the whole like a blanket and begins to filter down and ignite and spread. And in the very least, the masses that are not feeling the love and light feel the presence of this blanket and begin to feel more peace in their hearts, and they can begin to shift into heart and love. That is how it can trickle down, keep growing, ignite. And as each one feels the peace and moves into heart and love, it ignites for another. The light workers themselves appear in form to be spread out over the world so as to create this blanket of connection, this web, this grid over the whole. So as each heart light of each light worker connects with that of another, it blankets the whole world, and this web of love actually acts like a receiver for divine messages and guidance. It raises the vibration and helps connect Earth to receiving higher messages of love. It increases connection with the angels and all of us here in this university realm. And then we may work more closely with those in appearing form on Earth and other planets, dimensions, and realms as well, as is our goal and purpose. The light blanket, this web, is also being connected to those in other dimensions and realms. It is multidimensional. You are not alone there on planet Earth or the third dimension. And all have the memory of the whole, of all of it, all the dimensions and realms and planets. And each person lives the knowing and imprint and memory of the all, the whole lion. Remember, the lion is made up of all planets, dimensions, beings, and realms, including Earth and those who seem to find themselves on Earth as part of this great illusion and dream. I am very close to God here in this realm from which I am teaching you, and from where it is easier to understand these truths. God is love. God is the memory of all, of each one of you, of all. We know it is still so hard for you to truly comprehend that all is within God. For now, let's focus on knowing you are love. And here we have the meditation of knowing you are love, otherwise known as the Heart of Jesus meditation. So, as we begin, breathe in fully and completely, slowly, 3 times. See me, Jesus, standing in front of you, holding a heart before you in my outstretched hand. concentrate on the heart that I hold in front of you. First, breathe it in with your eyes as they notice it. Then, feel the breath drop to your heart. You are breathing the heart into your heart. Soon, it moves right into your heart. Allow it to enter your heart center. It is the heart of Jesus, of Christ mind. Notice it feels fiery now. Let it expand to fill your whole body, this fiery heart. Now, tap into the quality of love that it entails. My love for you, Jesus' love. Compassionate, forgiving, accepting. See me still standing there with you, in front of you. Now, my outstretched hands holding yours, looking into each other's eyes, breathing together. Now, let us meld into one. Notice there is a golden white light energy that is present between and around us as our form slips away, and we are joined in this golden white light. Keep breathing into this experience, a formless light that we share. And now, breathe me right into your heart. Let me join in you. Notice any ego voice that speaks reasons that we cannot join. Arrogance, unworthiness, heresy. And share it with me. Watch how the voice of ego loses its power as you state it. And see, you can surrender to my request to breathe me into your heart. It is vital that you let me into your heart. It would be arrogant to refuse the love of God. And oh, how the ego wishes just that. Choose the voice for God here. Ask me and the Holy Spirit for help. Give up attachment to what it looks like. Do it for all. I am gathering an army of love where each of you lets the heart of Jesus into your heart and then begins to love and live from there, from that love that is the heart of Jesus. And as each of you connects with nature or meditation or Om or whatever practice that each of you uses to connect to the divine and to earth, to the divinity in earth, the Holy Spirit shining in all around you. Use nature and the trees to help tap into that and let it help you spread this heart love, Jesus' heart, throughout your body. And then walk it in the world, being in the world but not of it, in the sense of not of the illusion and ego. See the love radiate and connect and span into the world, into each lightworker's calling and work and relationships and money and business. Each is to take the heart of Jesus inside through the meditation, then let it spread through his or her body and connect to the greater world through the practice of connecting with nature or meditation or whatever practice reminds one of the love behind the illusion. Each one is to live and walk in the world, remembering the truth of love, seeing with Christ's eyes, seeing the illusion through the Holy Spirit's guidance, through the heart of Jesus, through spreading that Christ vision through the heart of Jesus. Then you are living from the higher knowing of love and shining it out into the illusion. And watch as the illusion disappears and others' hearts are ignited. This is meant to be a real and concrete way that this is done. It is the connecting of the Christ mind and Christ vision. It is the next step in the evolution where each part sees its connection and purpose in the whole, and how his or her heart light connects with others to awaken the whole. Following A Course in Miracles, it shows a bit of the work of the whole of all light workers together, joining in heart without even needing to meet in form. It is individual work again, like in the Course, but also here we are showing the greater part in the awakening of all consciousness. All is one, but a vast oneness that encompasses all. Remember the ocean analogy. Each droplet in the ocean contains the whole of the ocean, and the ocean contains each uniqueness of each drop. Again, one day, there will be no need for this world of form, and duality will fade completely from awareness. But for now, we use the duality, the form, to accomplish the Holy Spirit's goal and work. And now, it is to bring love to the earth in connection with other realms, dimensions, and beings, remembering the greater team beyond this earth and third dimension. Lightworkers are remembering for what they came. All lightworkers will remember. Surrender and let me into your heart, as we have discussed here, and then radiate this love and connection, the heart of Jesus, outward. It is an orange, yellow, white glow, fiery, compassionate, connected to nature and heaven. Let it be. Let it go. Surrender. Surrender to love. Be love. And so it is. So, call to serve, to be love, to be light, to join your flame with the flames of others. That was chapter 8 in Love's Curriculum, Knowing You Are Love. And if any of you are curious, and if you hadn't read Love's Curriculum yet, in this chapter, Jesus was referring to the lion. It's something they talk about earlier in the book, relating this whole, this oneness, or the whole of all of us that's waking up to being like a lion that wakes up one little bit at a time. So as each of us awakens and shares our light, it begins to ripple out and awake the whole. All right, well, we are going to take another commercial break, and when we get back, I'm going to take callers. So this is your chance to call into the show, ask the High Council a question, ask for a mini message from the High Council, because when we get back, I'm going to surrender and set the intention to let the High Council come through me for you. And the number to call in is 1-888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. So I'll see you back after this commercial.
Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose every other week on Tuesdays at noon. And it is based on my book, which is now a number one international bestseller, and it's called Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. And you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can go to my website, lovescurriculum.com, and learn lots more about this movement that is Love's Curriculum, about a Facebook group, about working with me. And right now, this is a fun part of the show where I take callers. So I'm going to tune into the High Council. And that's for whom I scribe the book, Love's Curriculum. Jesus, the archangels, other light teachers who are so happy to have joined together to help us through Love's Curriculum and through their connection with you and other teachers. So the number to call is 1-888-627-6008. And while we wait to have you call in, I'm going to go ahead and do my tuning in prayer. So I ask that the High Council draw near, that they come through me for you in the highest good of all, in the service of love. And I ask my guides and my angels that work with me individually to help me be a clear conduit for these messages, to let them come through clearly and effortlessly. And again, that it be in the highest good of all. And so it is. And so, as sometimes happens on the show, if we don't have anyone called in directly yet, what I like to do, and the High Council likes for me to do, is to let them speak to the group. So we're going to start with that and see where it goes. So again, the number is 1-888-627-6008. If you want to ask the High Council your own question or for your own message, they will come through for you. All right. So here now, though, I'm going to surrender for the group. What do they want to share with us here live now as we talk about this call to serve? Dear ones, you who are carriers of the light, of fire, the fire of passion and compassion and action and change and transformation, done in a beautiful, loving, compassionate way, done in the energy of Jesus and Christ consciousness, of Buddha, of the Dalai Lama, of Gandhi, of the ancient masters. And we ask that you bring grace to your efforts. That you remember your connection with us. It is easy for you as you answer the call at times to feel alone, to get off track in a way, to get into independence, to, again, to have the ego come in and start to hijack the purpose. But trust that it is only a small shift back into connection, and that there is no judgment for the times you may feel that you have gotten off track or strayed. It's just more practice to come back to the voice of love and to let the ego go. Just practice again to come back. We ask you to focus on your heart center now and let this be an opportunity to come back to your center, to let any moments of confusion around your purpose or the change you're wanting to create, to let it fall away. So placing your hand on your heart now and just breathing there. Seeing this golden white light of which we speak, seeing it blazing in your heart, asking for a guide to be with you, for Jesus to be with you, for Archangel Michael, whomever you wish to work with. Maybe it's more than one guide. Maybe it's this inspirational leader who's gone before you and who leads the way and whom you wish to model. Just let their light, their love, their support, their knowing of the truth, their highest self, let that fill you. Receive from them that which you need, courage, clarity, strength, bravery, on this path of answering the call to serve. Know that you are joined with us always, that you are serving with us and with a collective of other lightworkers. So allowing your heart to be filled with this love and grace, just asking that you stay on track, that you keep hearing the voice for love loudly and clearly, and that you love yourself no matter what, that you lovingly bring yourself back into Christ consciousness, into higher awareness, if you should find yourself out of that center, that you will be kind and gentle, and that you will be a symbol for others, guiding and leading others onto this path of service by your own example, doing it all with gentleness, walking with compassion for yourself and for others, with forgiveness and light and love. And we join with you now here in a circle, imagining us all in a circle holding hands, with our hearts connected, the light in our hearts connecting. Gather the hands of those who you work with, other light workers, your soul team, your angels, your support team in form and in spiritual form, your guides and angels. Just seeing you in a circle holding hands, hearts connected, heart lights connected, and see this connection of heart lights creating what's like a pillar of light in the center of the circle, a fountain of white, pink, golden, white, sparkling light, powerful, full of passion and energy, and gentle at the same time, love and peace. And see it spreading out now from this column, this fountain now, going out above the circle, spreading out over the world in a blanket. Blanketing the world, the earth, the Mother Earth in pink light of love. I'm just asking that it's nurturing and shifting and healing and comforting the planet wherever it needs comfort and healing and awareness that little lights are going on within others as this blanket surrounds the earth. And see it extend beyond the earth's atmosphere, beyond out into space, into connecting with other planets, and beyond this third dimension into other realms, dimensions that may appear far away, but in reality are within you, within all, close behind a veil, no time or space, and all within the heart and home of God, of light, of love. We claim that truth now, that all is truly within the heart of God, that is your heart, that you are connected to in, with your heart. And we ask now that this call to service within you be magnified, that your passion and fortitude and strength be magnified, that your awareness or clarity or knowing of your call to service be magnified. And we claim that this healing is indeed happening here now for the planet and beyond. And now bringing your awareness of this pink light, trusting that it's out there still, but bringing your awareness back in to your own body, your own heart, and with your hand on your heart, just claiming, I am love. I am loved. I am connected to love and to loving divine helpers. Saying those words to yourself. I am part of a greater whole. I am joined with other light workers. Whatever other words you need to claim as the truth of you here, I am. And just answer. And know that it is our joy to work with you, that we are so familiar with you, and that you may already feel how familiar we, the High Council, are to you, or you may just be exploring and trusting, or perhaps our connection feels new. Just trusting it, trusting that we are here working with you and through you and loving you. And thank you for your service. And we love you as well. When you feel you may have fallen from your path or been listening to the ego, we love you always. You are children of God who are always home and loved. And so it is. Wow. So Jenny back here again as I release that connection for now. That was a perfect guided little meditation from our topic and from after the chapter of Knowing You Are Love. And we do have time if anyone is still wanting to call in. It's 1-888-627-6008. So I will kind of keep this connection with the High Council here for easy access if anyone still wishes to get their own message, while the rest of us enjoy this beautiful connection that's been created here, trusting your purpose and that you're important here. That you're loved no matter what. That any times you feel you may have fallen off the track or gone sideways, that you are loved and that it's all purposeful. It just is another chance to come back to love, to claim the truth that love is the only thing that is real. And if I'll have take this chance to just, I'm excited because I've been working with wonderful, wonderful people in my 90-day mentoring program. It's called The Path of Love, Live Your Divine Purpose. And it's so exciting as we explore and they open to their own soul's calling and to healing the blocks that are there and to knowing more and to connecting with the High Council and their guides and to learning about what's their specific calling. What is the specific way that their life is unfolding, that it's perfect for them to serve others, that what they've been through is perfect to help them serve. So I'm excited because I have room. I only take a handful each month, but I have room for two more to start this August or early September. So it is exciting, and I'm excited to see who is called forward to really commit and work with me and really shift and get on with this feeling of being and living your purpose, and who's needing some help. We all need help. I've been there. It can feel scary, alone, like you don't belong. It can feel confusing. It can feel overwhelming. It can feel unclear. Or you know you've got something calling you, but not quite sure what. But if you're feeling the urgency, the time is now. then I invite you to go to my website, lovescurriculum.com, and there on the menu tab, Work with Jenny, under mentoring, you can read more about me, the program, and there is a button you can click on to book a complimentary clarity session or call. And that's where we get to work together for 45 minutes and get some clarity on where you are on your path. What are the struggles or the blocks? What are your dreams and visions? And we explore, and then we can also see if the program working in the 90-day program is a fit, if it's the support you're needing. And so I invite you, if you're feeling a little called here today, check it out. Go to the website under the menu button, Work with Jenny Mentoring, and you can check it out there. I'd love to hear from you and connect and get to know you. As well, if you aren't on the Facebook group yet, it's called Lightworkers and Love Advocates. And if you search it on Facebook, you can request to join. And there we have lots of connection. I do a live High Council message each Monday, a meditation each Friday. And we post helpful information and generally support each other. I keep you up to date on what's coming up, like radio shows and my program, informational videos, that kind of thing. So I welcome to the group. Come on over if you're not. And I'm so excited for all who are there already. It's been fun. All right, so it looks like today a group message that blanketed you all in love and the whole world in love is what was just needed today. So let's take one more breath in of this love and connection we've created here today. Couple big breaths, gulp it in, sip it in, however much you can open. Maybe it's hard to open to what you're experiencing connecting here. Maybe it's easy. Just trust wherever you're at is okay. Let's see if you can let a little more in, expanding your heart, trusting that you're important, that you have a purpose here, that you are loved. So thank you for joining with me here today. Thank you for taking time to join in love, to remembering your soul's divine purpose, to saying yes to this call to serve love, to serve God. I congratulate you, and I'm cheering you on and here for support. All right, and I invite you to listen in 2 weeks. We're back. That's August 22nd at noon Pacific here on bbsradio.com. And this show and all other past archives are available, again, at bbsradio.com. What is it? // Love's Curriculum? One of those. And also on iTunes under podcasts, you can find Love's Curriculum. So I invite you, listen, share, and let's keep spreading this love and this light and encouraging each other to live our purpose, to serve. All right. I love all of you. Have a great couple of weeks. See you later. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg-Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine.
And if you are ready to make this your year, to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.